Let's get to know TJ.
My name is TJ. I was born and raised in Haiti, and now I live in New York City, where I started doing stand-up, and I've been living there since 2012. And I'm here because I just finished a 12-country, 13-cities European tour, and I ended it in Istanbul last night at Murat's show, and it's been really fun. So I'm very happy to be here.
Istanbul is always happy when you finish on Istanbul.
All right. I don't know how Istanbul feels about this, but...
This is the kind of jokes you judge, right?
Don't do these kind of jokes. Okay, so TJ, welcome to Istanbul. We're going to decide if you are fit to do comedy in Turkey.
Sounds good.
You already did, but this is just, for the show. So my first question is, what would you become if not a comic?
You know, I rarely think about this because I'm just so happy being a comedian, but I feel like I could be a good teacher just because I enjoy learning difficult things and breaking them down in a very simple way and then passing them to people. So I think that's sort of what a teacher would be. Mm. Yeah.
Noble career.
Yeah. No money at all, but it would be a fun career. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rom, do you have any questions to a fellow teacher here?
Fellow teacher. Yeah. What would you teach? What subject would be the one?
Oh, anything. I actually don't like subjects. I think there should be some sort of unified theory of learning because I've realized this as you grow up, well, like when you become a much more experienced person in life, subjects should never be separated from each other because everything is somewhat connected, which is why I think experts can be so single. Like, I hate people with PhDs. I don't hate them. That's a strong word. But when you spend 15 years learning about one thing, you kind of become an idiot because you just know that one thing. And that's just one of so many things in the world. So now you become more ignorant of all the other things.
But yeah, but you can't expect everybody to live the standard human experience.
No, right? No, obviously not. But I think like geography is connected to history. And all of that is connected to biology. And it's all so weird to me that it's almost useless to spend so much time focusing on one thing. I think if people can learn that all of those things kind of bleed into each other, I think it would make for a more rounded person.
Okay. I have
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, but I have a personal challenge to that by saying, like, if you want to teach biology to people, you need to have some people burned here whole life learning about the intricate details of biology and trickling down to early education.
I guess we need specialists.
Yeah.
I don't think
let them have a boring life. Be idiots.
Right. Yeah.
I think the boldest statement on this podcast ever was I hate people with PhD like that.
they're kind of idiots.
Yeah. All right. So on this next part, we are going to test your level of Turkish, right?
I'm going to let's figure it out.
Couple of Turkish words and ask you to guess or know the meaning. So first word, ishal.
I'm going to go ahead and say diarrhea.
Yes, that's true. A point for TJ.
How did you know that?
Secrets. You know, I've been inducted in the Diarrhea Hall of Fame in Turkey. That's I have a diarrhea bit that I did at my show last night. And then I asked the crowd how to say diarrhea in Turkish. And they told me and then I remembered. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Duolingo.
Imagine I did Duolingo. All I learned was diarrhea.
I ate my first kebab. So this is the word you need to learn.
The boy had diarrhea. The man had diarrhea. The girl was constipated.
Yeah. How to prevent diarrhea in Turkey.
All right. 1 point from here.
But at least the country's built for diarrhea. You got the bidet. Oh my, it's the closest thing to anal sex. Have you tried the bidet? It's so good. I questioned my sexuality first time
I have
tried it.
They're very nice. They're very,
very
nice.
Sexual. Yeah.
Okay. Another word. Kuzu.
Ooh. Kuzu.
Kuzu.
How would you spell it?
K-U-Z-Z.
Z-U?
Z-U.
Z-U. Z-Z. Whichever.
Z-U.
Huh.
kuzu.
Can you give me a hint of what it means?
It's an animal.
It's an animal?
Yeah.
Well, just because that's popular here. Is it cat?
No.
Okay.
It's something you ate probably during your stay here.
Oh, is it lamb?
Yes. Yes, correct. Another point for
you
DJ.
Guys love lamb out here. Hey, kuzu.
Kuzu. So, last word. Ebeveyn.
Ebeveyn.
Yes.
Ooh. See, that's why it's such a weird language. Like, because I know, like, the roots of Latin and some Germanic languages and Roman languages, but I don't even... What's the root of Turkish? What's the tree where it comes from?
Don't get political.
you don't ask the questions.
I'm sorry, yet. I was trying to figure it out.
That's why we need people with PhD.
Ebeveyn, huh?
Ebeveyn.
Ebeveyn.
It's all right. You get two out
give
of
give me
three.
A hint. Give me a hint. Can you give me a hint without giving it to me?
It's a word to define family relationships.
Incest?
That's incest. That's quite close.
Oh, so yeah, that's
we didn't invent the word for that, so that means we don't have incest in our country.
It's a word to define family relationships.
Like aunt,
okay. Uncle. So is this father?
Close. Like it means parent.
It means parent. Okay. Yeah. Just parent.
Sexless, okay. Yeah.
Ebeveyn.
Oh. Ebeveyn, cool. Yes. All right.
Non-binary parent.
Yes. Turkish is quite non-binary, I think.
Oh, that's good. That's
we
good.
Don't have he, she, it. We just have one word for it, one letter.
Oh, that's nice. So you guys don't have to go through the whole pronoun thing and you already
have pronouns.
All right.
You
call good. Them. So all the non-binary people in America should just move to Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they'd love it here. Yeah,
that's what this country needs. More weird immigrants.
All right.
Yeah, there's a language over there that's already made for you people.
It should be a Colosseum fight between the Syrians and the non-binary people and yeah. Whoever wins.
Who would Erdogan likes more, the non-binary Americans or the Syrians?
And no comment.
Am I going to get this podcast canceled? I'm sorry.
I'm going to get a residence permit renewed. So,
so we're going to publish it after he gets...
All right, got it. Okay.
So in this next segment, don't feel like you have to guess it right.
Okay.
You can fill the blanks. I'm going to show you a Turkish,
do my best.
Turkish stand-up clip.
Okay.
And ask you to guess what it's all about.
Okay. Yes.
Şimdi mesela makine mühendisi olacak. İnşallah olacak yani. Bilmiyoruz. Çok umut vermiyor. Geçen gün beni aradı. Dedi ki abi dedi bir proje yaptım. Değerlendirir misin? Eleştirir misin? Falan dedi. Anlat dedim eleştireyim. Abi dedi rüzgar enerjisinden elektrik üreteceğim dedi. Dedim çok orijinal bir proje. Bunu dedim anlatma dedim. Bunu dedim çalarlar dedim. Manyak mısın?
I have a feeling he's talking about what it's like to have sex as a fatter person. Is that way off?
That's way off, yeah.
Ama rüzgar esmiyor dedi. Böyle güzel tespitleri vardır bu arada. Yani herkesin yapamadığı. Abi biliyorsun sabahları güneş doğar falan.
He's doing well.
Biliyorsun abicim falan.
Yeah.
Her zaman rüzgar esmiyor dedik. Dedim doğru. Peki nasıl çözüyorsun? Abi dedi o rüzgar gülü...
Is he talking about... ...gibi bir vantilatör koyacağım. The government.
No. Dedim vantilatör nasıl çalışıyor? Not in this clip.
Dedim motor nasıl çalışıyor? Şöyle bir sessizlik oldu. Abi ben seni arayacağım dedi.
O günden sonra... All right, he just mimicked taking a phone call.
Belki bulmuştur, bilmiyorum.
Yes.
Kendi kendine.
So...
Yeah. Turkish is so hard.
Any guess?
I was trying to use context clues, but...
There was a couple of words like project. It means project.
Okay. Was he talking about the difference between people from the rich people and people from the projects?
No.
Okay.
No, not like project, but project, like a project.
A project, okay.
Yeah.
Like work humor, yes. Like office humor.
So the joke is all about he has a talk with his little brother, and his little brother has a scientific innovation.
Okay.
He tells to his brother, big brother here, telling the joke. And he says, hey, I found unlimited energy to solution to energy. So,
oh, my God. Yeah, way to give me that one to start with your heart. Like, how would I have a... That's such a specific joke to figure out in a language that you don't speak.
Well, it's something part easy, of our, you know, interviewing process.
Fair enough. So I hope this didn't take me down and I'm not allowed in Turkey anymore.
No, it's all right. We specifically picked a...
Okay, good. Okay.
Complex one. But yeah, in the end, he's saying, his brother is saying, I'm going to put a big ventilator in front of the... air, what do you say, rüzgar gülü, what was it, wind turbine, yeah. Like his brother is telling, I'm gonna put a big ventilator in front of the wind turbine, and he's asking, how are you gonna power the ventilator? And his brother says, I'm gonna call you back. That's the joke.
Okay, all right.
So that's the short version of the joke.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna now show you a clip of an English joke, but this time I'm gonna ask you to put an afterthought to it. Maybe another tagline.
Okay, all right.
To improve, cool, in a way, the joke.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this one of your jokes? Whose joke is gonna be? That is you.
Yes.
What happened to that hair? This was your porn era. All right.
You are half black. What do you think? Do you have awareness of black people's representation in Turkish media?
Yeah, it's really bad. It's like they're always kind of like, yo, yo, hey, yo. Turkish, yo, hey, yo. Let me borrow $3.50.
One sentence away from the N-word, always. Like, yo, yo, no.
So...
I would say, I guess you could say that Turkish media thinks that black people only exist in America, because that's the idea. Like, whatever that was, is just, those are the black people we see in American media.
Oh, yeah.
And then they forget there's a whole continent very close to them, full of black people who behave very differently. But in their minds, black Americans are the epitome of black people.
That's true.
That's wild.
That was an interactive show. Like, we pull out.
Okay, that's cool.
From the
audience.
That's
a good concept for shows. Yeah.
If I may, correct me if I'm wrong. But I don't think black people say $3.50. It's $3.50. He didn't get it right. Sorry.
He was doing his best, I guess.
He said it so white. He was like $3.50. Like, he works at fucking Walmart. No, it's $3.50, man.
So, yeah. Well, what would be the tagline? How could we improve this bit?
Well, tagline for this bit. I guess it would be more stereotypical stuff, because that's sort of the idea of it. Just what the Turkish media thinks of black people. You could add some more hacky stuff to it, because that's the idea, you know. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, but hey, man, can I hang out with your family? Because I don't know who my father is. Just dumb shit like that. Because that's... People always think black people in America don't have fathers, and they're just all from the hood, and it's just dumb stuff.
Yeah, all of them like fried chicken. That's another stereotype.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Okay.
Fatherless. This is the racist hour. We're
Let me teach the Turks how to be properly racist. You guys got it wrong.
It's appreciated. We are taking it all out from Arabs, so it's finally...
The Arabs are pretty good at it too, so...
Let's move to the world arena and...
Expand your racism, Turks.
That's right.
You're too focused on one area.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next segment, we're going to ask you a couple of weird questions.
Okay, I love weird questions.
First one is fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Coming from comics world. So,
all right.
Between Daniel Sloss, Louis C.K., and George Carlin.
That's a pretty easy one for me. Oh, God, I would marry Louis C.K. I would fuck George Carlin because he's dead, you know, and I love dead bodies, you know.
He just fucked.
I would marry Louis C.K., I would fuck George Carlin, I would kill Daniel Sloss.
All right. Yeah, huge cross from the competition. You marry Louis C.K.
Yeah, because
he's current, a great father, right?
And I could learn a lot from him as a husband right now, you know? Yeah, he's great. He's great at what he does.
All right. I'm taking my notes here.
He is great at what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Not even the comedy part, you know? The other stuff. He's
teach me how to master. Master. Yeah. All right. Another question. So you're going to have any superpower you like, but to activate it, you have to beatbox all the time. Do you accept? For example, if you choose teleportation, you have to start beatboxing.
How long would I need to beatbox before I teleport?
Like 5 seconds before.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a pretty easy cost to pay to get a superpower. Beatboxing? That's chill.
Okay, I'm going to make it harder for you.
Yeah, make it hard. Yeah, for beatboxing is
for you, easy. But imagine a white guy called Steve. Maybe he won't be able. He's going to have a very hard
time. Most people can beatbox. It's not that hard.
Okay, so 3 hours of beatbox every day to charge your superpower.
3 hours?
Yes.
Damn.
It's a lot of time.
That is a lot of time to beatbox. I would do it.
Yeah?
No, superpower is priceless. I would do it.
Okay, teleportation. Yeah. Anybody will get it in Turkey. Yeah. So it's a great superpower to have. Don't have to cross borders.
Yeah.
Another question I have for you then is that you have to choose either to be able to see 10 seconds in the future or 1,000 years in the past.
Oh, God, 1,000 years in the past. 10 seconds in the future is nothing, you know?
Not enough.
But you can see yourself about to orgasm so you can pull out in time. You talking about that?
Is that your biggest fear in life? Coming inside a woman?
This is the most wasted version of seeing a superpower.
No, 1,000 years in the past is really cool because then...
Yeah.
I've always had this idea that there should be a device in the world that you can use to see how people lived, but back and then. The future is whatever. The past to me is a little bit more interesting than the future, really.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of history that we always miss out.
Right, and we all have versions of it, but nobody really knows what it was. We just make up whatever we think it was.
Oh, you would be so famous. Like, you can be rich and famous if you had that power. You have a YouTube channel. You go like, all right, guys, so listen, the pyramids, here's what happened. Mexican aliens.
Like, was it aliens or was it slaves? We have no idea.
You just like, that would be the coolest YouTube channel.
The past is way cooler to me than the future. The 10 seconds in the future.
Yeah. I would choose 10 seconds in the future.
You would?
Myself.
Why, like, does a 10 second feel like nothing? A year in the future could be interesting. But 10 seconds to me is...
10 seconds is a lifesaver. For any accident might happen that I might extend my life.
How often are you close to dying in an accident? Jesus Christ.
We are in Turkey, man. You never
that
know.
That is true. You guys don't have street lights.
Imagine the fun thing would be if you get cancer and be like, okay, 10 seconds and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The past is cool.
Do you have any questions, Rom?
No, not like this kind of questions.
Those nerdy questions.
Not some nerdy stuff. Just
trying to figure out how to get pussy. That's
which porn star is your favorite?
What's your personality type? What three items would you bring to a deserted island? No.
Oh.
That's an old one.
No.
Yes. This is a dating podcast now.
Yeah. Zodiac sign, yeah.
Yeah.
What is your zodiac sign? Do you believe in that stuff?
No, not the way like women use it nowadays. It's kind of it. But, you know, there was a time where I had some friends who liked it and I had a friend do my sky chart, this whole thing. I'm a Capricorn. I was born January 3rd. Yeah.
Capricorn. I do have a question. Do you believe in aliens? All the alien stuff coming out. Do you think there are extraterrestrials? Maybe our government have some spaceships and stuff. Do you believe in any of that?
Well, to me, it's not so much a belief, but I think it's highly unlikely that in this gigantic universe, we're the only one who figure out how to become a intelligent life. So I think there's probably, like there's 99% chance that there's other people out there living their lives.
And you think we've made contact already?
I think we might have.
Yeah.
I think we just probably don't know what it looks like. Because we're expecting like little green men and they have weird heads. Because we think they're ugly, we're the good looking. We're always the good looking ones. We never make the aliens better looking than us. It's so weird to me. But I think we might have.
Maybe that's why they're hiding it. Because if like the whole race of alien, they're all like Ryan Gosling. You know what the threat?
Man, it could be. And we always think they're going to fuck us or they're going to eat us. It's just so weird. It's like, you think people would travel like thousands of light years just to come and fuck you?
Yeah. Or probe us.
It's like, what is going on here? Just we're projecting bullshit human stuff.
I mean, in their defense, we already have people on this earth. They fly a continent away for pussy. So I've seen that shit happen.
Yeah, but that's because we're not that evolved. You know, we're just at a basic level.
So maybe Rome would travel thousand light years away to. There is a golden pussy there. So.
I wouldn't even move a block, to be honest. I just.
Teleport pussy to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so one last question. Mm-hmm. Why do you think if let's say they have anything, why are they holding it from the public? What is the incentive of not letting us know? Hey, there are aliens. We have them or something.
I think it's sort of a similar thing to how when parents find something out that's a little troubling, they don't want to tell their children. So I think the government doesn't know how people would react if they find that out. How it would kind of cause chaos in regular life if people found out, oh, we're not that special. There's other people out here. What do you think they would do about that if people realize that?
Yeah. What happens to religion? That's the biggest question.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that would fall apart.
Yeah.
So I think they're afraid. They got to keep.
I don't think it would fall apart. They got to keep the status quo. Most probably.
I mean, religion is almost.
Yeah.
Necessary. It's. Too big, it's imprinted in human nature. I don't think we can get rid of religion. But there's definitely some things that would, maybe countries would fall apart.
Yeah, people who don't study PhDs, they have imaginary to believe in science. Science.
Yeah.
I like believe science
PhD
exists.
PhD people, you know.
I think racism would be abolished. Like, imagine you and a Syrian guy being racist to each other, and suddenly there's this new, actor, like the Watchmen, like the comic book.
You outsource racism.
We'd realize how stupid that level of racism is. Like, now let's get together and hate those.
Hate those,
So.
But it's already happening in many countries. Like, here in Turkey, speculations say that we were...
speculations.
We were racist against Kurdish people. Like national sport for a long time. But now we have a lot of Syrian refugees.
Right.
Now everybody is racist against
the
Syrian
Turks
people.
And the Kurdish hate the Syrians.
They are united against a new race.
It's very easy to demonize a group of people that you already didn't like. So I'm sure like Turkish people in general didn't like Syrians. And then now if you have this small proof that a few of them might be criminals, where like every place has criminals.
Representation of 5 million people. This
right,
is second
right.
idea. But yeah. Okay, the next is a test to see how we bonded as comics, you know?
Okay.
We're gonna try to roast each other.
Oh, okay. We're not gonna touch tips or anything like that. Okay, good.
Docking. We're gonna dock.
I believe it's a big step in comedian friendship to insult each other. So.
Okay.
So fuck you.
I've never been good at roasting, but we can try. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't have any jokes.
Me neither. I hate roasting. Nothing but love, man. I love you, TJ.
That is very gay. All right.
I know.
Well, okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a roaster. There's a lot of roasting shows in the US. I enjoy like a well-crafted roast joke, but it's just it's just not my ammo to just go and insult someone for the hell of it. Like, I can insult somebody, but I have to like really know you and be friends with you.
Yeah. Okay. Not exactly an insult, but maybe you can... On the spot, can you think of something, either of us?
I mean, your hair comes to mind as something to make fun of, but I actually like your hair. So it would be disingenuous to be like, oh, this fucking guy's hair, but it's just, no. It's
okay,
fine.
I have a joke to you.
Okay, like, go ahead.
Since you stayed in Turkey for 4 days, your hair looks like a lamb's... whatever. I forgot the word.
Number one rule about roast jokes, you got to have the whole joke. He's like, your hair looks like lamb. I forgot the rest of the word.
Lamb wool.
I think you wanted to say your hair looked like sheep wool.
sheep wool.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. I'll take that.
You eat a lot of sheep here.
All right. Roast
this
it.
This is not fair. Listen, the white man comes here. He gets two minorities in the room, and he's like, "Now I want to insult you. This is
he's
a hate."
He's not white. He's Turkish. They're pretending to be white. They're not.
True. Thank you.
None of the privilege.
Comparatively, though.
They think they're Caucasian. Are you guys from the Caucasus Mountains?
I don't know, not me personally, but I don't consider myself white. This was a question for me too when I moved to UK. Like I had I had a black friend, and I he asked me the same question. What do you consider yourself as a race? I guess white, I said. And he just cracked laughing. Really? You think you are white? That's when I understood.
What did he think you were? He thought of you as Arab?
Yeah. Mm. Like in the brown
right
spectrum.
Yes. And did that offend you as a Turkish?
No. I wasn't. I don't have the privilege anyways. I don't feel offended.
Right. I mean, the whole race is just... It's such a made-up nonsense.
Yeah, I think so too. So... final bit on our show is that remember you said you wanted to become a teacher.
Yeah, I think I could have become a teacher. Yeah.
Imagine that you are a teacher. Mm-hmm. You are the best in your profession.
Like, oh, yeah.
And we invited you on this show because you are a good teacher.
Okay.
And I'm going to press random article on Wikipedia and pull a title. And you're going to fill in the details of that title like it's related to teaching world.
Okay.
And you're going to make it up along the way.
All right. I hope it's in English and not in Turkish.
It's John Craig Eaton. So tell us about him, how he's important in the teaching world.
In the teaching world. Well, John Craig Eaton was a Canadian man born in 1872. Mm-hmm. And he was the first teacher to call out some of his fellow teachers who were sleeping with their students. So he was known as the first whistleblower. He basically outed like a ring of Canadian teachers that were butt-fucking little kids.
Oh, okay. And don't shit on where you eat on.
That's right. That's right. There you go. And then he's now, everybody respects him because he did it. He told one of his, it's like, you know, a cop that, talks about the bad cops because there's a rule against cops. You're not supposed to say anything. Okay. And he was like, fuck that. I don't want those kids to get fucked. So he's a hero. Teachers like him.
Wow.
He was like the Hannibal Buress of the teachers.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
He was the Ronan Farrow of his time.
That's right. He looks just like Hannibal Buress. Look at that. That's how I got inspired. Yeah.
All right. It's the evolution period now. We're going to decide if we can have TJ in Turkey to have comedy. What do you say, Rom?
I say that we have had enough immigrants. No.
Like there's three black people here and that's enough. We don't need more.
Yearly quota is filled.
Right, he's in, of course, he's in. My opinion, he's in. You're the Turkish minister.
Oh, yeah, well, he's the top of the line. You got to report to him.
Yeah, he's the top G.
He got 9 out of 10 on my test score.
Oh, look at that. I am Turkish.
Here. Yes, congratulations. Another one,
you and me, baby. Let's have dinner.
All right.
He even had diarrhea when he came. That's
no promises on that meal, but congratulations, TJ. You can come into our country.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm an honorary Turk.
Do comedy here.
Smoke like a Turk. Drink like a Turk. What else do people say that you do like a Turk?
I don't know.
Do you fuck like a Turk? I don't know what that would
you
look
don't
like.
Have a
how,
signature
how do you guys
fuck? With consent, hopefully.
Not like those Syrians, you know.
Give ice cream. Like it. Have you seen the ice cream stuff? With the whole tease and denial kind of like.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. That shit's dope. Have you tried that? Have you tried that?
No. Oh, but I've had Iron,
No.
The drink.
Do you know what I'm talking about? So you go to get the ice cream, but the guy plays with you. Like, he doesn't give you the ice cream.
Okay.
He's playing it nasty, you know?
All right.
He's a tease, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like, you want this ice cream? And then he plays with you. Like, it's a cultural thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. They're probably the same in bed.
Not disclosing anything. But yeah, this was the show. Please follow TJ Stand Up on Instagram. Or
yeah, at TJ Stand Up on all the platforms. I go back to America soon and I'm going to do some more shows there. And hopefully maybe next year, and when I develop my new hour, I'll come back here and I'll come back to Turkey.
We are looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We'll probably have another interview session with you.
Absolutely.
But yeah, thanks for TJ for being here, Rom. Thank you.
Thanks,
I've been Murat.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, until next time.
All right.